Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be an interesting one. I got with me Terry Budget with Alpha Success. Welcome, Terry.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Alpha Success. How are you serving folks?
Well, primarily what I do is I deal with keynote speeches and leadership development training workshops. The goal of Alpha Success is to teach the average person how to discover their true leadership abilities and express that ability through actions. The challenge that I face isn't telling people that they're born to lead, but identifying and transforming the things that led to that belief initially. So what I do is go out to organizations, deal with people directly, and teach them how to find the better part of themselves. And that's what Alpha Success does.
So how'd you get into this line of work?
Interesting. I'm retired military, but when I retired and I moved to Atlanta, I was looking for something dealing specifically in my area of expertise, which was human resource management. Fortunately, in that time frame when I retired, there weren't that many jobs available, but I knew I had a gift as far as speaking is concerned and instructing, because that's primarily what I did when I was in the military. So I channeled my energies to try to develop a more positive and conducive way to deliver that message. So during the course of that time, I connected with my cousin, who was also a professional speaker, and he taught me the ins and outs of the game, or the business, rather. And from there, I attended what was called the Bill Gold Speech Workshop that was directed by Steve Siebold. And I took his course, and he taught me the mechanics of actually how to deliver a speech and how to write it and how to present it. And from that point on, I continued on in my profession of professional speaking and workshop training.
So now, in your experience, have you found that anybody can be a good leader? It's just a matter of teaching them, or do you think that some people are born leaders?
Actually, both. There's born leaders, and there are also people who are trained. Every one of us has the ability to lead. The thing is, one, either we don't believe it, or if we do believe it, we don't perform it. So the average person just deals with the situation of believing that, well, I'm just here to work and make a living and so forth. And that's not actually true. The truth is, everyone was created to lead, but we must learn how to lead through a process of development. And I'm working with Alpha Success and dealing with everyone that I deal with, from corporations, schools, and so forth. I teach them how to actually deliver the better part of themselves to the world. And they look for them specifically geared around their certain gifts and their qualities. Because not everyone has the same gift, but everyone was made or created to lead. The question is, how do you lead? You lead through finding what your gift is. And your gift gives you leadership ability and influence. And that's how people become leaders.
Now, do you find that a lot of people just don't believe they either have a gift or they are not aware of their gift?
Much of it is simply this. The first step is self-discovery. And the next step is understanding your current belief systems. When you're truthful about who you are and what you can do, discovering your leadership potential is easy. It's when you deceive yourself and believe your own lie is when it becomes a challenge. I outline in my book the areas of focus and efforts to guide the reader on a path to discovering their true potential and to put it into practice. What I've learned about dealing with most people is that we ask them, are you a leader? Yes, I'm a leader, but you're not demonstrating any of your qualities. In most cases, you're demonstrating either followership or managerial qualities. But the idea is to teach you how to become what you were truly meant to be. But I'm seldom able to do that in the sense of changing the belief system that the person currently has. So in order to do that, you have to discover what led to that belief system. Uncover it, reveal it, get them to face it, and change the way they think. When you change the way you think, you can change the way that you live. And then you can exude or exemplify your true leadership qualities.
Now, what do you tell the person who has been kind of in a circumstance that maybe they're not getting the kind of support that other people get, where they're just being told constantly that they're not a leader and there's kind of no hope? And how do you get them to kind of self-discover on their own the strength to move forward without kind of having a support system in place?
Everything that you experience is a lesson. The question is, do you see it as a lesson or do you see it as a loss? The best way I can answer that question is, if you're around people who are not building you up and they're constantly tearing you down, then you need to change your associations. I heard a saying before, years ago, that your associations determine your destinations. So in order to change the way you think, change the people that you surround yourself with. Because if you're going in a specific direction, everybody can't go in that direction with you. So sometimes you got to drop some people off. I use this story when I'm teaching or instructing leadership. If you're in a car and you're going toward in the direction of success, everybody that you're with isn't qualified to be in your car with you. Sometimes you have to pick an exit and drop some people off because everybody's not qualified to go on the destination that's ahead of you. They have their own destinations. So are you going to drop them off or carry the weight? You have to decide what avenue that you take. So when you're deciding what path you want to be on, you also have to decide, do you want people to come with you who are going in the same direction, or do you want to take the path alone? Sometimes being alone is the best choice you can make.
Now, when you're working with organizations and teaching leadership and helping their people become better leaders, what kind of success can they expect after going through a workshop or a class with you?
Well, let me answer it in this way. I teach what I call the alpha philosophy. Now, it depends on what they're trying to do to determine how and what I teach. When I teach them the alpha philosophy, which is the acronym, attitude, leadership, purpose, honor, and acumen, these components are the pillars of what I call the exceptional leader. They're very specific and very focused on what the actual exceptional leader represents, which is why I call them the alpha, because it's easy to remember. When people sit down and talk with me or attend one of my classes, I teach them the opportunity or the availability of how to self-assess. Who are you and what do you have and what can you bring to the table for the betterment of you and everyone else that's around you? True leadership is not about self. True leadership is one about self-discovery, but it's for the benefit of other people. And when people sit down with me, they understand that I have a gift, I have an ability, I have a talent, I have a skill. The thing is, how can I use that ability, gift, talent, or skill for the benefit of other people? Now, majority of the time, the people who identify who they are, what their leadership ability is, and present it and give it to the world, find a better sense of self-establishment. They have a better sense of self-gratification because it makes them feel better to do for other people to help them find the better part of themselves. It's satisfying. And what I do with people who are around me and the people that I teach, they learn, what can I do? Who am I? And how can I deliver it to the world? And what they'll discover is that when they find who they are and what they can do and they deliver it to the world seeks them out for what they have. Not for who they are, but for what they can deliver. That's your true leadership potential. It's not who you are, it's what you have and the good or the gift that you bring. And that's what people learn when they come sit down with me.
Now, you spend a lot of your time working with leadership in organizations and businesses, but you also spend some of your time in prisons. Can you talk about the work you've done at the Lee Correctional Facility?
Oh, Lee, I love Lee. Here's the situation with Lee. I teach leadership development and mechanisms and efforts to show how leadership isn't about projecting force, but about promoting cooperation and collaboration towards a positive goal. We create an atmosphere of positive energy that allows them to focus on success rather than just survival. Now, with the knowledge that we provide, it allows them to address past hurts and pains in order to generate healing and compassion. Now, the men that we deal with have now formed their own counseling groups to assist other inmates in other dorms to uncover their hurts and angers, how to deal with them, and how to replicate the process around them. This, in turn, reduces aggression or violence, and which in the end saves lives. I think that from the time that I've been there, I've made relationships and friendships with these men to the extent that I've discovered that some of the most brilliant minds in the world are behind bars. And I ask, when I sit down with them, I ask them, how did you get here? And they'll tell you, I just got caught up. But they have the most brilliant and intuitive minds in the world. And if they had an opportunity to get out, and with information and tools that we give them to transform the way of thinking, they could be significant contributors to society. I truly believe that. So I take the time and energy to promote with them. I spend that time to engage them to learn not just what they think, but how they think and how they can become better individuals and better contributors to society once they get out. I enjoy what I do.
Well, if you can turn those folks around, I'm sure turning around some folks in a business or an organization is pretty easy compared to that.
It's easier to deal or to transform the mindset of people who are incarcerated than business folks, and I'll tell you why. In a situation where you are in incarcerated situations, all you have are the four walls that are around you and the people that you're dealing with 24 hours a day. In the business world, you have other external influences that can change your mind to this way, that way, or the other. But in that specific location and that specific environment, you're focused on how am I going to live to see the next day. So they want the information. They're hungry for it. And so when we sit down with them and create an environment to where they can focus on success rather than just survival, they eat that information up and they use and apply the tools that we give them to make themselves better, people that are around them better. And then also they go into other dorms and try to help them to discover the better part of themselves to make them better. In the business world, most leaders, for lack of a better explanation, are focused on systems, processes. They're sending the managers and executives to leadership development programs that teach processes, systems, and mechanics. But seldom does it deal with the person. So when I sit down with them, I identify what are your current belief systems. We can get to your external problems after we finish dealing with you, because sometimes you may be the problem. So let's tell me who you are, tell me what you see, and tell me what you do, so I can show you how to better implement the things that you want to implement, how to engage and collaborate with the people that are around you. So it's not just systems, it's people. So deal with the person, then you can deal with the problems.
So now, Terry, if somebody wanted to learn more about your workshops, your classes, your two books, The Leader's Blueprint and Who Says I Can't Be a Boss, is there a website?
Yes, my website is www.terrybudgett.com. That's TerryBudgett.com.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today, Terry.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate your time.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.